This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Only in America can a guy from anywhere go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire.
Americans don't assess the economy through the economic indicators and data that we all report on constantly. They assess it through how they feel about it. 34% currently approve of Biden's handling of the economy, so significantly lower than his overall job approval. 66% disapprove. And when you ask, how is the economy going today? What's your rating of it? 30%. 30% of Americans say it's good. 70% of Americans say it's poor. I just want to note here that the economy is overwhelmingly the most important issue for voters. This is not insignificant. And so while there are a ton of other issues that we discuss, and even issues that the president performs worse on, the Israel-Hamas war, immigration, the economy is still front and center for people. So this is something you're going to hear Biden talk about day in and day out to try to boost those numbers up as well. So, you know, Americans don't assess the economy through...
What do you mean, America? Well, the economy. You getting more for your money now or less? That's what inflation. Inflation, you know, the wording is you get less for the buck. Joe Biden is trying to make Bidenomics a winner. But it's really not. It's really not a winner, Bidenomics. Bidenomics has taken money from the American people. Go into a grocery store. Take a dollar with you. Well, take $2 with you. What can you buy? Things you used to be able to buy for $2, might cost you $4 now. Maybe $5. That's what inflation is. One and one is two. Under Joe Biden, a dollar isn't worth $5 today. But he keeps printing money, you know, Congress. Somebody mentioned the other day to me something about something that maybe the American people should start considering. It's an idea from the old days. It's an idea that was out back in the 90s. And it would save Americans a lot of frustration when they vote every year. Because it would give the Americans maybe a chance to put people in office that they really want to have in office. Term limits. Yeah, term limits. Can you imagine a president like Franklin Delano Roosevelt when there was no term limits? He was in there for four terms, and he died in office. He died in Georgia. He was at White Springs, Georgia. He was down in a sauna, I guess, and he died. He died there, and Eleanor wasn't even told until he died. His girlfriend was with him. Does anybody know that? Does anybody remember that? Does anybody know history? 16 years was too much for old Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Used to call him FDR, the New Deal. Remember the New Deal? He was the old deal, you know, when he died in Georgia. And then along came Harry Truman, and the rest is history. Dropped the atomic bomb, Nagasaki, Hiroshima. Tens of thousands of Japanese people were killed, and the war was over. But was it? Not really. Wasn't over. Continued on in Europe as Russia got most of the good part of Europe. Under Stalin, Winston Churchill went. They went. Franklin Roosevelt went. They made an agreement. They made an agreement and gave half of Europe away to Soviet Russia. But the term limits could be a good idea in America today because some of the politicians, I mean, maybe many of you agree with me, have just been in there too long. Chuck Schumer, how many years has he been in there? Joe Biden, how many years has he been in there? He was in the Senate since 1973. And now the old guy is running the country. Went from being a senator to a vice president and now the president. And he's still in there. term limits probably wouldn't have eliminated him for being president, but maybe it would have eliminated him for being senator for so many years and creating so many deals with other countries. At least this is the scoop. So you get a guy like Donald Trump, he doesn't mention term limits. He hasn't mentioned them. They're trying to term him out right now without even having to have term limits. They don't want him in another term. They're not going to give him a chance if they can get away with it. And who are these people? Probably the people that have been in office for so many years because they don't trust Donald Trump with their little swamp work. New people come into Congress, they have to get on board. They have to get on board with the politicians that have been in there for so many times. But how many terms should be given to a politician? Congress, you can stay in there as many terms as you want. Senators, every 6 years, you vote them back in. Normally, you can't vote them out because they have so much money in their war chest. Maybe 10 years, maybe 8 years, like the president. I don't know, but it sounds like a pretty good concept for the future for America, because the young people aren't going to have a chance in America the way America is going, because the politicians that have been there for so long are selling the American people out. $35 trillion in debt. $35 trillion and another trillion coming every 9 to 10 months in debt. And who is the one that has put us in debt? The politicians, the Chuck Schumers, the Mitch McConnells, the men that have been in there, the women that have been in there, the Feinsteins, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world. Term limits. Maybe that would be the solution. But they want to give Donald Trump a term in prison. They'd like to give him 300 years in prison right now. Today, the judge fined him $7,000 in New York City for putting something on Truth Social. Who'd ever imagine this could happen? Who would ever imagine that this could happen to a politician, let alone to a president of the United States, with hundreds, maybe who knows how many million people that love Donald Trump? How are you going to feel if he is put in prison? How are you going to feel if the Secret Service has to clean out a wing of one of the jails, maybe Rikers Island or whatever they might send Donald Trump if they can get him put in prison? How are you going to feel about that as an American? And what are you going to do to change it? What are you going to do? A lot of people think chaos in the street, like the Palestinians or the kids are doing right now in these colleges as they've taken over the campuses, and everybody knows it's organized. Everybody knows there's money coming in from somebody that wants to destroy the fabric of the America plane that you and I have lived in for many, many years. People love this country. People don't want to see. They got the kids fighting their battles. A lot of them are the politicians. A lot of them are the professors. A lot of them are the ones that run the colleges. A lot of them are the ones that have taught the kids in elementary school to hate America, to hate America. They're starting with Israel. They're starting with Jews, the Jewish people. But it's actually a fight against the American, the way we know it, the America way of life. And the summer's coming. And I hope, and I pray, and I hope that they go to Chicago. I hope Chicago is filled with these people. The streets of Chicago need to band together at the Democratic National Convention in June. The home of, yes, you got it, Barack Obama, the assistant president of the United States right now. Biden in name, Obama in the seat in the White House. Do you believe it? Do you want to call the show? 727-441-3000 if you want to call. 727-441-3000. We got Ed in the station, got the best producer in the area tonight, and he's going to maybe play a couple of clips. Maybe you could play a clip right now, Ed, and we'll take a little listen to a clip.
them.
Why should the university be obligated to provide food to people who've taken over a building?
Well, first of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that there was a request that food and water be brought in, unless I misunderstood.
To allow it to be brought in. I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
But they did put themselves in that, very deliberately, in that situation and in that position. So it seems like you're sort of saying, we want to be revolutionaries, we want to take over this building, now would you please bring us food and water?
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in basic humanitarian aid.
They're stopping the delivery of food?
We are looking for a commitment from them that they will not stop it violently.
But they haven't stopped it yet.
I don't know to what extent it has been attempted, but we're looking for a commitment.
Today, this college, she's kind of some kind of a talking point, and she wants humanitarian aid for the slobs. Well, I shouldn't call them that. For the students. I don't even know if I want to call them that. For the Americans. I don't know if I can call them that. Nobody knows who they are. Do they have a name? Do they have a number? Do they have a shot? Do they have a vaccine? Where's Dr. Fauci right now? These people coming across the border. Are they heading up to the college campuses? All those tents just kind of showed up. Humanitarian aid? Where was that on the way up to the border? Was there any humanitarian aid then? As they flew them across America? Millions and millions and millions and millions of people? Who are these people? What happened to America? What happened to this great country under Joe Biden? Yes, he's trying to blame Trump. Trump was building the wall. He was building the pipelines. He was building up the military. Trump was building up the character of America and the economy, the great economy under Donald Trump. When a dozen eggs, maybe it was $1.99, now it's $4 or $5. Gallon of milk, $4 or $5. Used to be maybe $3. Donald Trump, drill baby drill, built all those steel walls for the border. Joe Biden comes in, takes office the first day, shuts down the Keystone Pipeline, opens up the border. More people have come into this country in the last 3 years than have come in the last 50 years while Biden has been in politics. Biden is a conundrum. He's a man that wears his heart on his sleeve. He's got no heart. Fentanyl. 13 lives at Dover Air Force Base. He won't even say the names of those 13 that died in Afghanistan. Censor anybody that talks against him. Put him in jail, like Peter Navarro, 4 months in jail for a great man. Great man that ran Trump's economy. Great man that was in charge of that. He put him in jail. His son, Hunter, goes to Congress and walks out, sticks his nose up in the air at the Congress. There's going to be a reckoning with the politicians. And maybe term limits is a part of the solution to the madness in the country. I don't know how America is going to handle all these people that are in the country right now. Are there terrorists right now in New York City, in Chicago? In L.A., in Houston, on an airplane. They're flying all over the country. They're bringing them in all over the country. And then you look at the polling. I mean, the polling. Joe Biden doesn't want to look at the polls. He doesn't want to see because Trump is winning. Nearly two-thirds of registered voters consider Joe Biden's presidency to be a failure so far, with Donald Trump continuing to hold a comfortable lead in the race for the White House, a CNN poll said. April 29, 2024, in the New York Post. While Donald Trump is down there in Manhattan, going into that city, going into appear before a Democratic judge in a Democratic city with a Democratic prosecutor, with a Democratic jury, Joe Biden's polling numbers are going down. Down. The poll conducted by SSRS and released Sunday found that 49% of registered voters backed Trump over Biden, 43% in the head-to-head matchup, the network reported. Donald Trump goes into jail, or Donald Trump is walking past the holding cell, maybe, into the courtroom. Donald Trump appears before the microphone. People wait. People want to hear. What happened today, Donald? What happened today, Donald? It's better than when he came down the escalator and announced, because he's showing the American people what true grit is. John Wayne of the 2024 political season. This is going to be a political climate that has never happened before in the history of America. And Trump needs to win big. He needs to win by, I would say, at least 10%. I would say maybe 15% in the country. He should win bigger than Reagan won when he won 49 states back in the 80s. Trump wants to win New York. He went down to Harlem. He went into the bodega where the guy shot the guy, and Alvin Bragg wanted to put the guy that was defending himself, that ran the bodega, that the guy was going to kill him. He wanted to put him in jail. And Donald Trump went down and visited the family. And what were they doing outside the crowd? Big crowd gathered. Here comes the limousine. Here comes the beast with Donald Trump in it. Maybe it wasn't the same beast that Biden's riding around in, but it was the beast of New York. He went back into the belly of the beast, and he went into the bodega, and when he came out, the crowd was there cheering, saying, "We love you. We love you." Hey, no rally. He doesn't have to go to a rally. He's just got to go to the streets of New York. Does anybody remember anything like this ever? They're going to try to suppress it. They're going to take people down. They're going to put people in jail. Are you willing to go to jail for your country? Donald Trump is. I'm convinced he is. I don't think he'll go. I hope he doesn't go. But I never thought Peter Navarro would have gone. And he's there for another 2 months in Miami. Look him up. Miami, Florida prison. Send him a letter of support. The man loved America. He loves America, America. Charles Colson went to jail many years ago under Nixon's administration, and he wrote a book. He wrote a book about prison, and he wrote a book, and he wrote a, and he started a prison fellowship when he got out. Prison fellowship, which helped more inmates find spiritual renewal in prison. Chuck Colson. Sometimes the heartache and the hurt, many times, makes America, the heart hurts. The pulse of America hurts. The heart hurts. I don't know. Joe's time in office. Biden's number was at 45 recently in January. Now it's down to 43. And they continue to put Donald Trump in jail. Is that affecting the polls when he comes out? He's going to the rallies still, but he can't go to as many. He can't fly to as many rallies because of the logistics and because of the places he's got to go. The judge didn't want him to go to his son's graduation. Supposedly today they said he can go to the graduation in a couple weeks of Barron, his son, which he should be able to go to that. He should be able to go to his son's graduation. It's a witch hunt. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it, especially Republicans. It only makes Republicans stronger watching this. People are sold out on Donald Trump. The only way Donald Trump could really lose his base is if he did it himself, if he did something himself to lose his base. But he's not going to do that. Did anybody ever think that January 6th would be so orchestrated? The only one that died was Ashley Babbitt, was never even in the January 6th committee meetings, never there, but it was orchestrated. Orchestrated by who? Were there agents there? I don't know. But she got killed, a Trump supporter. She got killed and wasn't even mentioned. Did Joe Biden ever call the family and say he was sorry as the president that somebody got killed in the halls of Congress? No. No, sweep it under the rug. Sweep it under a rug. And her mother went to Washington a few months ago, maybe 6 months, and she went to a rally, and they threw her in jail. Her mother, Ashley Babbitt. Ashley Babbitt's husband is suing, I believe, I'm not sure who, but there's a lawsuit going on right now against them. And they should. I hope they win. Hope they win a lot of money. But getting back to the economy, the inflation and all that's happening in America, people are worried. You know, as Mexico puts a dent in the illegal crossings, it says migrant busing program makes U.S. harder to reach. What happened to the border? Why did Biden open it up like he did? For votes? He's trying to buy votes with the student loans. He wants to give all the kids, it's just not kids. It's a lot of wealthy doctors and lawyers and maybe accountants that had a big student loan, making a lot of money. He wants to just get rid of that, even though the Supreme Court said he can't, but political forum going on right now with Trump's pick for a vice president. Does anybody have an idea who it might be? 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000 if you want to give the show a call. A lot of people think it might be Ben Carson. I've been hearing his name a lot lately. Ben Carson. Well, he might not be a bad one. Tim Scott, they think, maybe. Maybe Carrie Lake. It won't be Nikki Haley, I don't think, or Chris Christie. But you never know. You know, you just never know. Trump says he already knows who it is. He knew that months ago. And that's going to come out pretty soon, I think. I don't think he's going to wait much longer on announcing who his vice president will be. And then they're going to go after whoever that is. They're going to find out things. Like we found out about Kristi Noem killing her dog in the gravel bank. Can you imagine that? A puppy. Took him out and shot him. Said she didn't like him. In the paper today. Hard to believe. I like Kristi Noem. But I doubt now if she'll be his vice presidential pick. Not sure why they do that in South Dakota. But I would think that if you shoot a dog, you ought to be at least have a visit from the SPCA or maybe the animal cruelty or maybe the PETA or whoever protects dogs. Killed the dog. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, where they have the big bike week up there. Hard to believe that she could do that, that she would do that, and that she would put it down on paper that she does it. She's got some problems. If you could kill a dog like that, you've got a lot of problems. I love dogs. I think dogs are, more people should be more like dogs. You know, Harry Truman said, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. That's what he said. That's what he said. They can be your best friends. There's no doubt about it. You know, trouble with dogs, they don't live long enough. They don't live as old as people. And Kristi Noem went out and shot one. And she should have gave it to somebody, gave it up for adoption. Why would she do that? I don't know, people. You know, Republicans, Democrats, don't matter. Term limits. If you get term limits, it would be so much better for the country today. When the framers framed the Constitution and they put the, you could run, they wanted you to represent the people as Congress and Senate, you know, two from each state for the Senate, and they're based off 400 and some we got right now in the Congress, but it's based off of the population. Why should somebody like AOC, who goes to New York and becomes a congresswoman, be congresswoman for maybe 40 years? I don't think they should. Whether that ever happens, term limits, it could. A lot of things change in politics. A lot of things change, but you got to amend the Constitution like they did with Roosevelt. I don't know how they did it back then, but they did it. He died in office. Harry Truman took over, and next thing you know, there were term limits for the presidency. 2 terms, which is enough. It's enough. Obama, he wants to get maybe Michelle, maybe his wife will come in. He's probably running as a helper to Joe Biden right now in the White House. So he's got another term for him, and maybe if he can get Michelle in there for a couple terms, you know, that's how you can get around the term limits in the presidency. But in Congress and in the Senate, if it was spelled out clearly where somebody that runs for Congress can only be in there for maybe 10 years, wouldn't Americans be better off? Just saying. Just throwing it out there. I mean, you might be thinking I'm wrong, but I think I'm right in that, you know? It's amazing, you know, when you think about the campus up there in New York, your campus up there in Boston, the campuses in Chicago and out west in UCLA, the colleges. I remember Vietnam. I remember the college campuses when people were protesting Vietnam, and there was an element of fear. People didn't want to go to Vietnam and die. People were against it. People wanted peace. And a lot of people went to Vietnam, and a lot of people died and got injured. And then it came out in the end that a lot of those kids were probably, they probably were right in some ways. But a lot of them became radicalized, like Bernie Sanders, people like that. There's another guy. Just think if Bernie was termed out in 10 years. He's been in there for, I think, 40 years now. Many of those senators, they get in there and they never, ever leave. They become enshrined in the swamp. And that's why Donald Trump, they don't want him in Washington. They don't want him. He's not part of the club. He's not part of the supper club. Manhattan doesn't want him. He came in from Queens, came into Manhattan and built so many wonderful buildings and built golf courses all over the world. Been a successful businessman in his own right, a billionaire. How many people do you know that are billionaires? But when you see Donald Trump and you see him in front of the camera and he's telling you that he is being set up, do you believe him or don't you believe him? I believe him because he doesn't need it. He could get on his plane, he could get on Trump One, he could fly anywhere, and he could live there for the rest of his life and not even worry about this country. He wouldn't have to ask a judge to go to his son Barron's graduation, something you do once in a lifetime. Donald Trump had to get permission. The ex-president of the United States just put it in perspective. The ex-president had to ask a rogue Democrat leftist judge if he could go to his son's graduation. And the judge fines him $7,000 for something he put on his Truth Social. And the judge says, I would have fined him more if I could have. While Alvin Bragg opens up the, oh, you get thrown in jail, he just lets you out. You can be a gang member, you can be you can do all kinds of things in New York, bad things, and they're out back on the street right away under Alvin Bragg. But this is America. This is 2024. It's going to be a real struggle to get to November this year. A lot of things are going to happen. Nobody knows exactly what, but are the Chinese going to take over Taiwan this year? Is the Ukrainian war ever going to end? They want the Israeli war to stop, ceasefire, but you don't hear anybody saying, well, let's go over to Ukraine and try to have a powwow with Putin and Zelensky. Let's try to shut that war down. No, you don't hear anything about that. You get thrown off of Facebook or some of the platforms, YouTube, if you say things about against it, it seems like. We're supplying arms to a war in Ukraine because they've got us thinking that, well, it's better than us having to go over there with our troops. We could just send them money. Just send them money and kill the whole, you know, tens of thousands of people with American munitions. What kind of friendship is that going to be? Is that diplomacy in America? Is that America the way we were? And when we bombed Hiroshima, we could have took over the world back then. But MacArthur, the general, the great general that said, I shall return to the Philippines, went up to Japan and helped rebuild it. Helped rebuild a country that did so much damage to this great country. Nuclear age, I've been living in it since I was born. I can remember in the 60s when Cuba, under Castro, was going to have an embargo and was going to, you know, bring nuclear bombs onto that island. And Kennedy said no, and he had a barricade, a naval barricade, to stop it. And Khrushchev said, I will bury you. And I can remember having drills in high school in upstate New York, and they would say, if this happens, you get under your desk. I can remember seeing the signs that said fallout shelter. And I can remember my uncle put a fallout shelter in his barn in the back. He built a fallout shelter. That was the 60s. And now there's more bombs, nuclear bombs in the world than ever. And the politicians are sending billions and billions and billions of dollars to the Ukrainians to fund a war, knowing that Russia has the majority of the nuclear bombs in the world. Oh, we are not scared of Russia. But we got an open border. How many Russians are walking across the open border? How many Chinese are coming across the open border? Have you seen them? Have you seen the pictures? Do they look like people that want to come here I don't know, live amongst you and me and everybody that is American legally? I don't think so. They're fleeing communism. Raised communism. Raised in communism. They're fleeing it. Do you see any of them hugging a flag, American flag? Do you see any of them saying how wonderful this country is, how happy we are to be here, how wonderful it is to be in America? They hide the people. Where do they go? What kind of a life would they really have under Joe Biden if he gets another 4 years? If he wins another 4 years, what's going to happen? The country will not have a border on the north or the south, or maybe the east or the west. He's flying in people from all over the world right now. They say to the tune of 200,000-300,000 people have flown in on our planes at your expense. Can you imagine? Donald Trump, president of peace, the president that, you know, the president that loved peace. Joe Biden, the president that wants havoc. College campuses, he doesn't say a thing. He doesn't say a thing. He says he wants his staff to handle it. Not big enough for Joe. Joe's got enough things. Summer's coming up. You're going to the beach, probably. You know, and in the meantime, the axis of evil, you got Putin, you got Xi Jinping, and you got the Ayatollah in the New York Post. They agree, but they disagree. For all these reasons, we should not be overconfident about the outcome of Cold War II. In particular, a Taiwan crisis where China to blockade or invade this year would find the U.S. ill-prepared, and Beijing may not confirm to U.S. intelligence assessments that it will wait until 2027 to make its move. What's Joe going to do then? And the Ayatollah, in the meantime, the Ayatollah funding Hamas, everybody knows it, funding Hamas and continuing to maybe build a nuclear bomb in Iran. That's quite a thought. And then you got Vladimir Putin looking on and wondering, is Joe Biden going to win? A lot of people say Vladimir wants Trump to win. A lot of people say Xi Jinping wants Trump to win. They even probably say maybe that the Ayatollah might want Trump to win. That's a laugh. They don't want a man that speaks truth to power. They don't want a man that is not afraid of him. You remember Kim Jong-un, the rocket man? Remember when Trump went over on Air Force One and went up to the North Korea-South Korea border and walked into North Korea, the first president that ever set foot in that country, and Donald Trump did it? He did. He went over there and did that. Rocket Man was a little fearful of Donald, I think. But Donald wasn't afraid of him. Donald built up the military. Remember ISIS? He says, I'm going to get ISIS. He got him. He knew where the guy lived. He said, I know where you live. That's what he said. He's a man that's not afraid to speak truth to power. This country is the only great hope left in the world. People come here, but the people that are coming here right now, I'm not convinced that they want to come here to make America into the country that we live in. I think they want to transform it. I think the leftists in the country want to open up the border. They've been wanting open borders for many years. And if you don't have a border, there's no way. You don't have a country. There's no country if you don't have a border. Nadler says, well, we need people to pick the fruits and mow the lawns and, you know, insults the poor people. You know, he insults them. He's been in there forever. I don't know how many years he's been in there. But the whole point of this show right now is term limits. Term limits, maybe people will talk about it. Maybe someday it'll happen. You know, we had some good clips that I sent in to the station. One was Howard Stern and Joe Biden. Howard Stern saying, oh, I want you to debate Biden. Well, it got taken down. It's not on anymore. Not on ZX anymore. But maybe Ed's got another clip maybe he could play. That would be good. And let's play a clip.
Great reading this morning in the Oval Office, is it? Bidenomics equals inflation.
And when you ask, how is the economy going today? What's your rating of it? 30% of Americans say it's good. 70% of Americans say it's poor.
Has it gotten better? And very few people say that it has. In fact, many say they feel it's gotten worse. And inflation is the reason that they say that.
34% currently approve of Biden's handling of the economy. 66% disapprove.
And a majority of swing state voters, Matt, see worsening economic conditions in the coming months. So that doesn't spell optimism for the Biden camp. Less than one in five respondents say they expect inflation and interest rates to be lower by the end of the year. And then more than three quarters say that Biden is responsible for how they feel about the economy.
More say they feel they'd be financially better off under Donald Trump. And that cuts directly to vote.
Trump is leading Biden, who has ample work to do with his base and with independent voters who are breaking to his GOP rival. In a head-to-head race, 49% of voters say they'd pick Trump for president, compared to 43% for Biden. 55% say Trump's time in office was a success, with only 39% saying the same about Biden's presidency.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's a clip on CNN, I believe. Biden is losing. Trump is winning. When Trump goes into that courthouse, and sits there in that cold, chilly courthouse. He says it's cold and it's chilly. And Donald Trump isn't a man that is worried about cold too much. But he knows, probably looking out for the people that are in there and how cold it is in the courthouse. And that judge looks at Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has to endure being strapped in a seat when he could be out talking to the American people because Joe Biden does not want any competition. Well, Joe, I don't think you're going to run anyway. I don't think it's going to be Joe. It's going to be somebody else, I think. It's not going to be Kamala either, I don't believe. Probably won't be Michelle. Maybe it'll be Gavin Newsom, and maybe it'll be Joe. I don't know. But with those poll numbers, you've got a lot of people that are Democrats that don't like who you are. They don't. They don't want you to run their country. Inflation has got you. It's the big inflation narrative that Donald Trump is going to continue to nail, send home. All his writers and his speeches, when he goes to these rallies, when he gets on television, when he gets in front of the camera. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Are you better off now? Well, we had COVID. China. Can't say that either. Can't say that. China. You know, you're not supposed to say that because the COVID was, where was it from? Wuhan. Not supposed to say that either. Donald put Fauci in charge with Pence. What happened to Pence? He was a disappointment. Real disappointment. I kind of liked Pence when he was vice president under Trump, but I used to like Kristi Noem too until I saw what happened with the dog. Can you imagine shooting a little puppy? Just going out to the gravel bank and getting out your 38 or your shotgun or whatever she shoots out there in South Dakota, whatever kind of armory she had, and just shoot the poor little dog. And she's a Republican. So it really doesn't matter that much. Trump, he's a Republican, but he used to be a Democrat. Reagan, he was a Republican, but he used to be a Democrat. You can be both, as long as you love the country and you love dogs. You shoot a dog, don't matter what you are. Unless you're putting it out of its misery and something happens to it and you take it to the vet and they put the dog down. I can see that. That happens all the time. But this girl did it because she did. The dog drove her crazy. I heard the story when I first heard it. I couldn't believe it. But then I saw that she actually put that down in writing in a memoir. Kristi Noem. That's what I like about Ben Carson. He's a neurosurgeon. John Hopkins, a brilliant man. He never once turned on Trump. He operates on babies. Little babies' brains. He's a man of life. He loves life. He loves America. And he loves what Donald Trump did when he was president. He's not a politician. The original founding fathers weren't politicians. The framers of the Constitution, they weren't politicians. They were people like you and me. Why else do you think they would write a constitution to say that they represent the people? How many politicians do you know that are representing you right now? Can you count them? I mean, they even have term limits in the county commissioners, in the mayor's office, the governor. They have term limits. Just think if a city didn't have a mayor and didn't have a term limit. Some cities probably don't, but maybe they put the family in. But maybe the term limits is something that you never pick up. But maybe Trump will start talking about that, just like the judges on the Supreme Court. Should they be in there forever? Should they be in there forever? So just at a certain time, they be able to get re-put in, because whether you have a Democrat or a Republican party in charge, you could put that kind of judge in. Should they be in there forever? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it was ever designed that way. They say they did it so they can't be bribed. They can't get be bribed. Oh, yeah. How many people you think are being bribed right now in that Manhattan District Court right now? Could you imagine being Peter Navarro in a few weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, and standing there at the jail down in Miami, the federal prison? Peter Navarro, 74 years old. Oh, they gave him 4 months. They might have just as well given him 4 years. They tainted him. He's forever a felon. He's forever in the prison system for the rest of his life if he lives to be 100, if he lives to be 75. A man that never went in jail, never was in jail, brilliant man that helped this country move forward and gave Donald Trump one of the great, great, he was the Wheeler dealer. He was the one making the deals. He was the one that was making the deal even with China. Billions of dollars Trump took in from China. But it was because of people like Peter Navarro and Larry Kudlow and some of the great men in the economic field that were under Reagan, you know, back in Reagan's day. Donald Trump depended on him. Donald Trump got a lot of people that that really loved him, the good people, but he also had a lot of bad people around him. And it was a shame because he was, you know, a great president. He was a great, great president. And I think that a lot of people remember him, and a lot of people are going to give him that second chance to be president again. And I think it's going to be one of the biggest election turnouts. This is what I'm hoping for, because I think the Democrats are going to do everything they can do to cheat. I mean, they're cheating you right now by leaving the border open. Don't you see it? Don't you see the border being wide open like you are? You're being cheated as Americans, you know. And the war in Ukraine, sending billions of dollars overseas, billions, and not sending any money to the border, not sending hardly any money to the border. Even Mike Johnson, I mean, there's a guy, typical example, Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. You know, they got him out. They put Mike Johnson in, and now who's going to be next? We don't know. Maybe he'll stay in, maybe he won't, but the Republicans are hurting right now in the Congress. They got a very slim majority right now, and if Donald Trump wins the presidency, he's going to need that Congress working for him. Because there's a word out there that says that if Congress gets the Democrats, get it, they can not put him in office. They can stop it. I'm not convinced of that. I'm really not, but that's what they're saying. So we're going to see. It's going to be a real, every day is going to be a challenge right now. You know, they got this, Supreme Court has ruled on the presidential immunities. That's going to come out in June. That may throw a lot of these cases out in Washington and in Miami and in Georgia. Fannie Willis, Jack Smith, maybe those cases will get pushed down the road till after the election.
But I was thinking, as time goes on, because the one thing with Trump is they wanted to occupy his time to put him in the courthouse. In other words, he can't leave, is constantly. This would put Joe Biden on the road and to do his campaigning. But now with these protests coming up, he's been staying well behind doors. So now it's not working. And the other part, too, is while Trump is there, somebody in his, either him or somebody in his little group there, decided, hey, if we're here, why don't we make the best of it? Why don't we pick up some votes? It's when he's out shaking hands with construction work. Do you see any protests against Trump in downtown New York, in New York City? No, they're not there.
And you know what it is? Back during COVID, That's a great, great question. You don't see the protests when Trump's there. I think New Yorkers have always loved Trump. I don't think this is anything new. I think the average Joe in New York knows about Trump. There's people that don't like him. Don't get me wrong.
They're not going to change.
A lot of people that don't like him. You know, my sister, I got family members in New York that hate Donald Trump. They don't even know why, but they like Bernie Sanders.
Because there's the reason. When you ask them why do you do it, their answer is usually, well, haven't you watched the news?
Right. And then they say you only watch Fox News, which I don't even watch anymore. I used to watch, but now I watch Newsmax.
Once in a while, I'll flip to CNN for a laugh or two.
Yeah.
Or MSNB for a little chuckle.
But I think, Ed, you're right. But I think that what's happening with Donald Trump in New York, I can remember during COVID when he sent that ship in there and then when he built the 2,800 beds at the Javits Center and he sent all the ventilators. You know, I remember Cuomo wanted the ventilators. And some people don't like the way I announce Cuomo, but a Cuomo, whatever you want, Andrew. Said Trump's, you're not welcome here in New York. I can remember him saying that, but who's gone now?
Yeah.
And who's walking the streets of New York? And, you know, he's got to be very, very protected because there's a lot of kooks in New York. I mean, look, they're everywhere in New York. You know, the cops can't even park on the sidewalk. The cops have lost so much of their ability to protect people in a lot of these Democrat cities. But you're 100% right, Joe. I don't think Joe's got the stamina to go out on the road like he did. I think Joe is declining.
But what's going on right now in all these cities, and even in downtown Tampa, today they had to use tear gas at USF.
Hmm.
Where is the president of the United States that comes out and says, listen, get out of these universities?
Yeah.
Where is he? Not even a statement.
No.
Nothing.
And how many of these people that are protesting are really American citizens? You know, you don't know. I mean, those people all went somewhere. You know, they're all groomed. They're all geared up to either work or to fight. I don't think they're going to stick still, you know. And these protests, I think they were all orchestrated. They were planned. But it's a shame what they're protesting. You know, I could see protesting something like sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine to support a war. Nobody cared about that. Nobody cares about Russia and Ukraine and the war going on. Nobody even says there's no protests over that. But the Jewish nation, the smallest nation in the world with a few million Jews living there, want to live in peace and want to be, they want to destroy them. They don't just want to change government. They want to destroy them. And where do they get these kids that are so radicalized to take to the streets? And the woman's worried about giving them water and food and dehydrating. Well, they seem to have a lot of energy when you see them swinging their fists and fighting the cops. And I mean, we're seeing it. We're witnessing it. But it's an election year. And thank you, Ed, for helping me tonight and for doing the show. And I think that Nostalgic Radio and Cars is up next, right? Pre-recorded, so Robert will be on, and or maybe he's coming in. Maybe he's in traffic. You know, a lot of traffic out there. And don't buy an electric car. If you got an electric car, get rid of it now because gas cars are coming back, resale. You know, you can't get a charging station. What are you going to do when the grid goes down? But I thank you, and don't give up hope. God bless America.
Only in America. Got from anywhere.